Praise listeners, now you can listen to the Word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com and clicking on the podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you'll find 5 dynamic 30-minute programs designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain you. PraiseCharlotte.com 24/7, 365. With the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church, the Glory Has Come International Ministry broadcast with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King, the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Pastor Matthew L. Browning, the Life-Changing Church broadcast with Overseer Dorothy McGuire, and Motivations with Gloria. We know you love the music we play. However, there are times when the word from a preacher or someone's testimony will get you through the day. So please log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and click the podcast tab.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need, it's in the Word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the Word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast already in progress.
If the Lord's been good to you, why don't you say amen?
Amen.
If the Lord's been good to you, why don't you say amen?
Say amen.
If you've been through the water, you've been baptized, your soul's been converted and you feel all right.
Say amen.
Say amen.
Say amen.
Oh, hold the leather church. If the Lord's been good to you, why don't you say amen?
Amen.
If the Lord has brought you through, why don't you say amen?
Say amen.
If you know for yourself that you've been changed, if the angels in heaven don't sign your name,
say amen.
Say amen.
Say amen.
If he woke you up this morning, why don't you say amen?
Amen.
If he started you on your way, say amen.
Say amen.
If he woke you up this morning, started you on your way, gave you health and strength, let you see another day.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Oh, oh, the leper church. Everybody say
amen.
Everybody say
amen.
Say amen.
Say amen.
Say amen.
Say amen.
Oh, oh, the
let the church say amen.
Let the church say
amen.
Let the church say
amen.
About kingdom power. Let the church say kingdom power. How can you have, how can I have kingdom power? Back in the day, the old saints used to sing a song, said prayer is the key to the kingdom and faith unlocks the door. Anybody remember that? And what they're saying is that as believers of the Most High God, that those of us who have been touched by his power, those of us who have been saved by his blood, by virtue of our relationship with him, have access to his kingdom. That ought to be good news for somebody. That you have access, I have access to the kingdom of God. And we can access all the things of the kingdom because we're kingdom citizens through the medium of prayer. I did not make this up. Jesus said it himself in Matthew 16. You recall as he gathered his disciples around him one day and asked the question, who do men say that I am? And they begin to answer the questions. They say, some say you are Elias, and some say you are Jeremiah. Some say that you are the John the Baptist come from the dead. And then Jesus says, okay, but who do you say that I am? And Peter answered the question. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says to Peter, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And then he said to Peter, and you are Peter. And on this rock, not on Peter, but on the confession that he's the Christ, on that confession, on this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And here it is. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom. That whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You know what that is? That's kingdom power. He says that as my believer, as my follower, I'm going to give you the keys. And keys represent access. That whatsoever you, man of God, you, woman of God, bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I'm glad about that. Because Jesus is letting us know that through prayer, we have access to all the things of God. Jesus later on said that you said all you got to do is ask and you shall receive. He said that you should seek and you shall find. That's access. Knock and the door will be open unto you. Isn't that what he said? And later on, one of his apostles says that we have not because we ask not. And if you believe the word of God, you ought to be able to ask for the things that God says that you are entitled to. And he says, Jesus said on another occasion that if you abide in me and my word abiding you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Somebody say kingdom power. That means that whatever you bound, bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That you and I have that kind of power. Because there's some things that we look around that ought to be tied up. There's some things that we need to have the authority and start binding some things. I'm talking about even up in here. There's some things that just need to be bound. We need to start tying up some stuff. We need to start tying up some jealousy. And tying up gossip. And tying up envy. And tie up criticism. And tie up mess. And tie up disunity. But we got to start loosing some stuff. We need to start releasing some peace. And releasing some joy. And releasing some healing. And releasing some hope. We've got that kind of power in the name of Jesus. To tie up what needs to be tied up. And to loose what needs. Anybody believe the word of God in here this morning? Hallelujah. That's kingdom power. And we ought to walk in that believing. There's some things that we have the power to accomplish. Just by virtue of the fact that you are a child of God. In other words, why in the world Are you tripping? I'm sorry. I got to just ask you. Because there's some people who just tripping. Life is hard right now. And things are not going the way you think they ought to go. Now you're about to lose your mind up in here. Don't you know you are a kingdom citizen? Oh, God have mercy. Do you know who you are? Do you know who your Father is? Do you know what you have access to? If you just believe in the word of God, you would not worry about what life brings your way, because you know that God still has all power in his hands. And because you're connected to him, you have access to all power in your hands. Give God praise. You believe it today. Oh, that's why you can sing. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for my heaven and home? Since Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know, give God praise if you know, and I know that he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free, for his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. How do you know? Because I got kingdom power. Let the church shout, kingdom power. Kingdom power is yours for the asking. And that's what God has given us through his Holy Spirit. And I still believe and contend that as we consider the Holy Trinity, that the most misunderstood person of the Trinity is the person of the Holy Spirit. Yes. We seem to be okay when it comes to understanding who God the Creator is. And we seem to be all right to accept who Jesus the Savior is. That God creates, Jesus came to save. But then after Jesus leaves, he sends the Comforter. And he leaves this promise that things that I do, greater things will you do. And I will send the Comforter. That's the Holy Spirit who has come to indwell us. And I want you to understand that what the Holy Spirit is the power of God to do the work of God. In other words, in spite of popular opinion, the Holy Spirit is not given to us for our enjoyment, but rather he's given us the Holy Spirit for our employment. He gives it to us because there is something he wants us to do. He wants us to be his church. He wants us to be his witnesses. He told the disciples to stay in the city until you be filled with power from on high. And he says that stay there until the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And you shall be filled with power from on high. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. And we follow Luke in the book of Acts to Acts 2 and tells us the disciples were in the right place at the right time, because it says that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together in one place and with one accord. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind that filled the house where they were sitting, and there were tongues as a fire that landed on each one of them. And they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. And as they watched the disciples in the upper room who had once been sad and who were afraid, once the Spirit fell, they left the comfort of the upper room and they poured out into the streets of Jerusalem. And Peter was found on the porch preaching. And when Peter got through preaching, 3,000 souls were saved. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit has not come for our enjoyment, because they did not just stay in the upper room and compare how each one of them glowed. They did not compare how high they can jump or how fast they can run or how many tongues they can speak. So it wasn't for their enjoyment, but rather for their employment, because they left there and began to preach and share Jesus. So much so that every time they preached, every time they shared Jesus, more and more people came to know him for themselves, for their employment. We find later Peter and John, who leave that scene, and they are going now to the temple to pray at the appointed time. As they walk upon the temple, they come upon the beautiful gate. And there by the beautiful gate is a man who had been crippled from birth. He was sitting there at the gate of the temple, the beautiful gate, and he was asking of alms, or asking for money. And the worshipers, as they were enter into the temple, they would drop quarters and dimes and nickels and pennies, or whatever the coins of that day were, in his cup. But when Peter and John walk up on this man, he's looking down as a beggar, just holding his cup up. And Peter says to him, "Look on us." And the man looked at them, expecting to receive something from them. And oh, he did. Peter and John said to him, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." Let the church say kingdom power. They're moving along, and they are doing what they were called to do. They are making a difference. And every place they went, people came to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And everybody was excited about this man who they knew had been crippled all of his life. And they see this man. He gets up. And Luke, the physician, says that his ankle bones received strength. And he began to leap and run and walk and praise God. And guess what? He went into the temple with Peter and John. And everybody was excited except for the religionists. There was a move of God that took place, and they acted like a move of God was not supposed to take place. They had been praying all along, and now God has performed a miracle, and now they got a problem with it. And they call Peter and John together and say, "Wait a minute now, by what authority? Who told you can heal this man?" And Peter and John began to let them know that the authority that we have comes from Jesus, who you crucified, but God raised him from the dead. It is by his power that this man stands before you healed. And you know what they had the nerve to say to Peter and John? "Don't you dare speak that name anymore." They locked them up. And then after a while, they let him go. So, all right, now we're putting you on warning. You can't speak that name again. And guess what they did? They left the jail cell, and they went right back out preaching and teaching Jesus, because they said, "We would rather obey God rather than man." Because they didn't say this, but this is what they were really saying: "We're going to obey God because you ain't got a heaven or hell to put us in, but we're going to serve the true and living God." And they went on about their business, preaching and teaching Jesus as God told them to do.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The Word of God says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, "Any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." As believers, it is imperative we all seek God for wisdom in all of our endeavors, because wisdom is essential. Beloved, wisdom comes when the heart and mind comes together under the direction of spirit-led influences, like studying the Word of God, receiving godly instruction, and of course, prayer. Now, if you trust God, who is the giver of wisdom, you can rest assured a positive outcome will occur for your life. And that is a promise from heaven. You are invited to join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website at littlerockamezion.org.
As you look at this, they said in verse number
18. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. Somebody say kingdom power. Look at what happens next. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. Look at what happened. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, I'm going to stop right there. When you got kingdom power, the first thing that I notice about this text is that there is, in the first instance, a united response. The church say united response. Because this word said, and being let go, I like this, they, plural, raise their voice. You hear that? They, plural, raise their voice, singular. So all of them understood that even though all of us are in this, we still speak with one voice. Because we're all in this thing. I think I just said something. We're all in this thing together. And so if we're going to have kingdom power as a church, we've got to have a united response. Let me tell you why. Because Satan knows that he cannot penetrate the power of God when the people of God are together. And that is why there is so much strife and division in the house of God. Because Satan knows as long as we are divided, as long as you are fighting me, and I'm fighting you, and you all are fighting one another, and we're all fighting each other, there's nobody who has enough strength left to fight sin and Satan. Because we're too busy fighting one another. Nobody is fighting sin. Nobody is fighting Satan. Nobody's addressing the drug addicts. Nobody's saying anything to teenage violence. Nobody's saying anything to racist agendas. Nobody's saying anything to demonic behavior because we're too busy in the house of God fighting one another. Lord have mercy. And I've come by to say that God is not going to bless chaos. God does not bless mess. But God will bless us when we all come together. That's why the psalmist says how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to gather together in unity. We've got to be together. It says that they raised their voice. In other words, that the people of that day were with one accord. And they understood that when something happened to one of us, it has indeed happened to all of us. When you are in trouble, we're in trouble. When you got problems, we all have problems. When you are hungry, it is our responsibility to make sure you're fed. When you have a need, it is our responsibility to make sure your need is met. Because we're all in this thing together. If your child is sick, then that means that all of our child is sick. When your home is in trouble, that means that we all are in this thing together. Because we need each other. Later for this thing about that's your thing and that's my thing. We're the people of God. We've got to be together. Because united we stand and divided we fall. We've got to be together. Because when one of us is hurting, it means that all of us are hurting. We are in this thing together. I'm here to tell you that this world is in trouble. And we must do something about it, but we've got to do it together. I can't do it by myself. And you can't do it by yourself. But when I bring my gift to the table, and you bring your gift to the table, and I bring my expertise to the table, and I bring my resources to the table, and you bring yours to the table, we can get some things done. Lord have mercy. Later for this strife and envy in the church. Later for this talking about one another and putting each other down and being divided in the church. We've got to be together. I've come by here to make an announcement. I pray for you. You pray for me. We're all a part of God's body. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you and I need you to survive. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me and I need you to survive. We're in this thing together. It's a united response. We ought to sing together. What a fellowship.
What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alarms as we're leaning on the everlasting arms. Give God praise. You're glad about a united response. It's not just your problem. It's our problem. Because we're all in this thing together. But look at what continues to happen. It says here that they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. And look at what they said. They prayed. I want you to know that when there's united response, there's got to be, secondly, prayer is an unfailing resort. Amen? They prayed, which is an unfailing resort. But look how they prayed. Look at this prayer. They said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David have said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. I read all of that because I want you to notice how they prayed. That when they started praying, they did not start off crying, and they did not start off complaining, and they did not start off talking about how bad things were. And Lord, look at the mess you got us in. I'm your servant, Lord, and listen, look at what you have done to me. And Lord, I'm tired and I'm frustrated and I'm mad, and these people are getting on my... That's not what they did. The first thing out of their mouth was not a complaint, but the first thing out of their mouth was praise. Lord, have mercy.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com. Praise listeners, we thank you for listening to our station 24/7, 365 with our great programming from the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, Melanie Pratt, the Lonnie Hunter Show, the James Fortune Show, William Beckton, and Christopher Gray. These great personalities play gospel and inspirational music that's current and from the past, and we know you love it. Now, for those of you who love the preached word, WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 has four dynamic 30-minute blocks of programming, beginning Sundays at 6 a.m. with an inspirational variety show, Motivations with Gloria; 6:30 a.m. Life-Changing Church with overseer Dorothy McGuire; 7 a.m. The Glory Has Come International Ministries with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King; and 7:30 The Excellence in Ministry Broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church. That's 2 hours of preaching, teaching, and inspirational entertainment every Sunday morning just for you on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.